This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. The cabinet has given nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting this evening in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment of up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens of the age 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose their existing scheme or opt for ABPMJAY. The senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employee state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under PMJAY. The cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement, PM E-Drive scheme with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. Government has also approved an outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. The Union Cabinet today gave its approval to the PME Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism Scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of around 3,435 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses, e-buses, from financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. He added that the scheme addresses the concern of ensuring timely payments to operators through a dedicated fund and will support the operation of e-buses for a period of up to 12 years from the date of deployment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Ganesh Puja celebrations at the residence of Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is going to play a major role in driving the global semiconductor industry. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister said that government has taken many steps to advance semiconductor manufacturing in the country, including support for setting up semiconductor manufacturing facilities. In another event, the Prime Minister emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister said that green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Chairman of CDU Party Frederick Merz and members of CDU-CSU Parliamentary Group in Berlin, Germany. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that they had a comprehensive discussion on India-Germany bilateral relationship as well as regional and global issues. In West Bank, at least 5 persons were killed in airstrikes in the city of Tubas today as Israeli security forces continued an extended operation that the military said targeted Iranian-backed terrorist groups. The Palestinian Emergency Services said rescue crews recovered 5 bodies at the site and had transferred them to the hospital. In hockey, defending champions India qualified for the semi-final of Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.